Thank you. mechanical, chemical, physical effects, sounds, the movement of objects and the like, such as we've experienced. Now, the energy I talk about. Then that this hell house is the way it is. Consider the destructive mental and physical residual energy which has been poured into its interior. In essence, the house is a giant battery, the residual energy of which must inevitably be tapped by those who enter it.
But can't you see this energy is what we survive from after death?
No, Miss Hammer. The residue I speak of has nothing to do with surviving personalities.